The Second Order. Uranos the Sky covered his mother Gaia the Earth everywhere. He covered Gaia in both senses. He covered her as the sky still covers the Earth to this day, and he covered her as a stallion covers a mare. When he did so, something remarkable happened. Time began. Something else began, too. What shall we call it? Personality? Drama? Individuality? Character, with all its flaws and failings, fashions and passions, schemes and dreams. Meaning began, you might say. The seeding of Gaia gave us meaning, a germination of thought into shape. Seminal semantic semiology from the semen of the sky. Now, I will leave such speculation to those better qualified, but it was, nevertheless, a great moment. In the creation of and conjoining with Uranos, her son, and now her husband, Gaia unwound the ribbon of life that runs all the way to human history and our own very selves, yours and mine. Right from the start, the union of Uranos and Gaia was gratifyingly productive. 12 robust, healthy children came first, 6 male, 6 female. The males were Oceanus, Chios, Creus, Hyperion, Iapetos, and Cronos. The females, Thea, Themis, Mnemosyne, Phoebe, Tethys, and Rhea. These 12 were destined to become the second order of divine beings, earning themselves a legendary name. And somewhere, as time crept into being, the clock began, the clock of cosmic history that still ticks today. Perhaps one of these newborns was responsible. We can look into that later. Not content with these 12 strong, beautiful brothers and sisters, Uranos and Gaia gave the world yet more progeny, 2 distinctive, but distinctly not beautiful, sets of triplets. The 3 Cyclopes came first, one-eyed giants, who gave their father Sky a whole new range of expressions and modulations. The eldest Cyclops was called Brontes, Thunder. The Brontosaurus, or Thunder Lizard, got his name from Brontes. The novelist sisters from Yorkshire didn't, I'm pretty sure. Next came Steropes, the lightning, and then Arges, the brightness. Uranos could fill the heavens with flashes of lightning and crashing thunder. He gloried in the noise and spectacle. But the second set of triplets Gaia bore sent even greater shudders through him and all who saw them. Perhaps it is kindest to say that they were a mutational experiment never to be repeated, a genetic dead end. For these newborns, the Hecatonchires, each had 50 heads and 100 hands, and were as hideous, fierce, violent, and powerful as anything that had yet been released into being. Their names were Cottus, the Furious, Gyges, the Long-Limbed, and Igeon, the Sea-Goat, sometimes called Briareos, the Vigorous One. Gaia loved them. Uranos was revolted by them. Maybe he was most horrified by the thought that he, Lord of the Sky, could have fathered such strange and ugly things, but I think that, like most hatred, his revulsion was rooted in fear. Filled with disgust, he cursed them. "For offending my eyes, you shall never see light again." As he roared out these furious words, he pushed his own children back into Gaia's womb.